I got it all. Hi, welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. I'm trying to open up my chat room. See if it's posting. I can't tell. There we go. All right, the chat room is open to be on Blog Talk Chat. I think you have to either be a member of Blog Talk Radio, which means just joining in and giving your name and a self-serving one at that. And then you can join the chat. And if you have something to promote, you can chat with me, and if it's legal, I'll promote it. How about that? That sounds like a good deal. All right. What else do I have going on here? I do have some emails coming in that I have to check. I'll start at the beginning by saying my books are available My books are available on Amazon.com. It's a Pocket Full of Confidence, All Musings, and Holiday Shorts, Keep Your Pants On. Also, you can get my music there as well. So check that out. And let me go now to my switchboard and see what I'm going to start us off with today. And I always like to try and start us off with, I want to mention, I just saw Love Gilda. I think Robin and Alan Swibel produced it. It was so good. I highly recommend that. Yes. Okay, so where should we begin? How about this one? Tell your wife.
I want better.
love that anarchy. All right, my friend in Australia. Okay, what do we got going on here tonight? May 3rd, 7 p.m. to 8:30. Auto Shrunken Head, No Name and a Bag of Chips, hosted by Eric Vedder. Guests are Lee Allen Barrett. I almost said Leanne. Lee Allen Barrett, Bob Greenberg, Gabrielle Pacheco, and Leanne Lord. Okay, that's 7 to 8:30 tonight. Check it out. Autos is 538 East 14th Street between Avenue A and B. It's closer to B. You can take the L train. And I saw another one from you, Gordon. I got to find it. Okay, hold on. Jabok. Where'd you put the other one? Oh, boy. I'm going to have to look that one up. Okay, Jabok. All right, I'll look up the second thing you're announcing. I get so many emails, that's the problem. Where are you, Jabok? I saw it. Now I can't. Okay. Well, if you're listening, resend it. Otherwise, let's play a little comedy here. How about Jeannie Robinson? Here we go.
All right, the point is to look for the humor around us every day. Left Brain and I wound up in Nanaimo, Canada, about a year ago. We had 5 hours to kill before we took the ferry. We went straight to the Visitors Bureau, and I said, we've got a rental car for 5 more hours. Young woman sitting there, you know, young, these wonderful, smart Elon students here, and they know I don't really talking about them. This was another caliber person here. Sitting right there, and I said, what would you suggest that we do for 5 hours? And she said, well, pulled out some flyers and some brochures, and she said, oh, I know what. Pointed to the map and said, if you'll go back to the terminal ferry area right down the street and go south for 13 kilometers, you'll come to the Nanaimo River, named after the town. I said, all right. She said, and just go a little further, and you'll find the Nanaimo Man-Made Bridge. I said, named after the town and the river. She said, that's right. And if you'll go out there right now, you can bungee jump. Have you ever wanted to take a young person's face in your hand and say lovingly, are you in there? Are you in there? Look at us. Just look at us. Left Brain at that time was 68 years old. Thin, solid white hair, also thin. I was 62 years old, not as thin as I once was, and my hair is Clairol Tweed number 14. We don't look like we would bungee jump. But I knew that Left Brain didn't know what she was talking about. Because when you've been married a long time, you know who the other one knows, what they know. I think we know those, but you don't know those people. I'm telling you that. You don't know those people. So I said, do you know what she's talking about? Left Brain said, I'm not sure I do. What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that bridge. We hang upside down. She said 140 feet. Thank you. We're going to drop 140 feet and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up. Left Brain said, I can't do that. My teeth will fall out. A well-intended said, oh, no, sir, there's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth. And their... Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there, and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aids in? What do you say? Put your three-prong walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive, and because we were laughing, and she said, well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there. She said, because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here and then over here. And it's like a pendulum. You go back. It's a ride, she said, until finally you stop so you get your money's worth. Left right said, I tell you what, I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it. And when she heard see it, her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. That's when they raise money for charities and people jump in the nude. Left brain said, what'd she say? Naked. She wants us to jump naked. In Canada in February, we're going to come up here and jump naked. We started laughing so much about it. I said, wait a minute, left brain. We're missing the whole boat here. This might be a good thing. With all the sagging areas on our bodies, if we can hang there long enough naked, we might could knock a few things back in place. And he said, no, we can't do that because of that swinging part. With all the sagging areas on our body, we're liable to start rolling and slap ourselves silly. We could barely get out of the building. We got outside and left brain just as serious. Oh, honey, I love you so much, but you were just as serious. You said, I'm telling you, I do want to ride out there and see it, but I'll guarantee you, you're never going to get me to spongy jump. Right there. It's why I laughed so hard my water broke and I wasn't even pregnant.
She was great. She was a former beauty queen, and she went into speaking, but her stories are just so funny. You know, left brain, her husband. Right brain, I forget what he said. Anyway, that was funny. I found Jabok. Where is it? Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Jabok. No name at Word Up. Super Story Party in Washington Heights, Tuesday, May 7th. Okay. No name comedy variety show. Eric Vetter will be hosting, and along with host Michelle Carlo. Okay, it's authors and storytellers, Robin Batty, Amy Engelhart, and more. Okay, it's the Word Up Community Bookshop in Washington Heights, 7 p.m. Let's see if I have the address here. You can find out more information at wordupbooks.com or call 347-688-4456, 347-688-4456. Okay, it is located at 165th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, 165th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. You can go to wordupbooks.com for more information. Okay. Don't forget, my books are available on Amazon. Buy yours today. Okay, what have we got here? We have some jeans. I think we need some Carosa in here. Let's find some Carosa. Okay. I can't keep playing the same song over and over again. I can't help it. It's my favorite. How about a little tarantula in the plaza? I'm going to have to.
A giant tarantula is born in the lab of Dr. Spinetti. The mom and dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen, busts out onto the street. Spinetti reads. and square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. Tarantula wreaks havoc in the vineyard of Cardinal Di Rienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth, past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel out with his hairy leg, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. Avoiding the tarantula. Something out of work, Fellini has beat up circus clown. And oh yeah, then there's Gina. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the Sun Grand Square.
Does he come up with these things? You gotta love them though for that. You gotta love them, I tell you. Okay.
And I want to bring up another friar. Very funny lady. I met her a few years back. She was a member of the First Amendment improv troupe, and she's been on Saturday Night Live and MTV. Put your hands together for Nancy Lombardo. Nancy Lombardo.
You're not on alcohol. All right, that's great. That's great. Okay. I got my Joe Franklin story. I got to start with that. My Joe, I know Joe from a long time ago. And if you knew Joe Franklin, this is what he would always say to you no matter how many times he met you. How do I know you again? What's your name, dear? But then he would remember everything about you. Then he would remember totally everything about you. And, oh, you're that woman who does the mom. Yeah, that's me. And so my Joe Franklin story, which I love, is I went to see, and appropriately speak in the space, right? I went to see my good buddy Bob Greenberg in the Jazz Singer. He was doing it in a little theater downtown. So I go in, I see Joe's alone. Joe, you want to sit with me? And he goes, oh, thank you, dear. What's your name again? And so Joe goes to sit with me. We sit down. Okay. So we sit down, and so as soon as the show starts, Joe falls asleep on me. We're in the first row. And he's asleep. But every time Bob Greenberg came up, it was like a racehorse at the track. isn't he? Bobby the stage, he fell asleep. So it gets to the end of the show. We're at the end of the show. And he goes, Bob, how was it? He goes, tell me about the show. How was it? I said, it was very good. How did it end? The guy sings. You know, so that's it. All right, enough about you, Joe. Let's talk about me, me, me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, you gotta give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met him the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, my husband is one of those guys. Wait a minute, married people? Married people? Okay, all right. Okay. So, yeah, married. He'll confess anything if I give him the wife look. All I have to do is this. What? What? Is this about the milk? Because there was enough a cup of coffee when I put the carton back. What? What? Is this about the missing cake? I got hungry. What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate that whole cake?
A really long time. Count the rings. I will be married 25 years this week. Because I hate to shop. I don't want to date. That's all. I'm staying married. So it's a long time. And the secret to a good marriage and a successful marriage is you got to have date nights. Am I right? Right? You got to go out. So twice a week you got to go out. Good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. Bad diets, always on these new fad diets. This week it's coconuts and bananas. That's all I'm going to eat. Don't give me anything else even if I ask for it. Just coconuts and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Go, my little muckadam, go! He's up there, yeah, he's really cute. I am Puerto Rican and Italian. Thank you, Aaron. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. It's true. It was a tough life, tough life. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. We're all mishpacha, right? It's all good. It's all good. I keep it as Joe Franklin. Tradition. I want to do some jokes for you. I'll do them in twos, okay? Two potatoes are standing on the corner. How do you know which one's the prostitute? She's the one with Idaho on her chest. Two men walking down the street. One of them says, I think my wife is dead. The other one says, how do you know? Well, the sex is the same, but the dishes are piling up. Walk out of a bar. It could happen. Yeah. You like when I pick on people, don't you? What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmothers have in common?
What?
Yeah, I know. It's all great. This is a great cause. And feel free to keep giving money because this place just gets prettier and prettier. And Rabbi Jill just does such a good job. Let's hear it for her. And the part where I look for somebody with a friendly face. Like you, sir. What's your name, sir? Right there. You. Yes. The hamster wheel's spinning, but the hamster's not hanging. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, what do you do for a living?
A professor.
A professor of what?
Economics.
Economics. Supply and demand. Done. All right. Economics where?
Emory,
that's a good college. That's really good. Okay, all right. And do you have any favorite foods?
All of them.
All of them. Thanks. That's a big help. Do you have any hobbies, Paul?
No.
No. He's just a roller coaster of thrill, isn't he? No hobbies. You teach economics and you have no favorite foods. No hobbies either? A hobby? Wow. Are you alive? No hobbies, no thing. All right. What a coincidence, Paul. You're not going to believe this, but I happen to have written this song about your life in the key of G unrehearsed. Did it? that's about it too.
The Actors Temple is having a great comedy show hosted by Bob Greenberg. They have one every year, an all-star cast. That's at the Actors Temple. You can look it up on actorstemple.org, I believe. And that'll be May 20th. May 20th. For details, go to actorstemple.com or .org. I got to look it up, and I'm out of show time, so I can't. Or look up Bob Greenberg, and you'll find it there on Facebook. All right. Thank you for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Buy my books on Amazon. Also download my music. Thank you. Big kiss. Bye-bye.